Hello there, and welcome to episode 208 of the FlameFlash.net podcast. I'm here playing some Civ with Mordecai again.
Yeah, hello.
And that's a lot of what we did over the last week, isn't it, bud?
Yeah.
I don't remember a lot of other gaming aside from Civ. Do you?
Not a ton.
Yeah, so we might have snuck in a little World of Warcraft. I can't recall. That's about it, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
So, with that being the case, I think just launching into some of the news is probably our best bet.
Sounds good to me.
And along with that news, then, it's going to be mostly politics and it's going to be mostly Trump. So, sorry about that, folks.
Lovely.
Today, he said that he intends on signing a voter identification executive order. Now, the funny thing about Trump's executive orders is that they are completely and utterly worthless.
Oh?
Well, he keeps signing executive orders with the expectation that they somehow have the power of law, and they just don't. An executive order is just an executive order. There's nothing else to an executive order except this is what I wish would happen. Everything that he's pushing for is something that the legislature actually has to go and do. So he doesn't get to just via executive order announce this is now a thing. That's not how it works.
Makes sense.
So it's kind of funny in a way that he pursues executive orders like this, because, like I said, they're worthless. It's not worth the paper it's written on. Like the DC crime, big air quotes, crackdown is still going on, and it's still chaos there because of it.
Makes sense.
Past that, he wrote, for instance, an executive order punishing flag burning. Well, flag burning has been literally discussed by the Supreme Court as a act of First Amendment freedom of speech, right to protest. So the fact that he's now trying to just via wave of his own pen claim that it's not a thing is not a thing in and of itself. He's not allowed to claim that the First Amendment doesn't exist and that the decision doesn't matter. So we have that going for us right now. Just it's silly. It's plain old silly.
Sounds like he's being stupid.
He is. I mean, we do have there was even a veteran that went out to the White House and burned a flag, literally in front of the White House. They did arrest him, but it was for improper control of a fire. It had nothing to do with the act of burning the flag itself.
Interesting.
Because they don't have any legs to stand on otherwise. Like, it's just not a thing. Hey, we've met each other.
Yep. For some reason, I don't have the ability to make scouts.
That's probably a limitation of your sieve, so you'll have to look into that further.
I suppose so.
But, yeah, so there's that. Supposedly, he's signed some kind of a memo about federal grant funds and political lobbying. Probably more much ado about nothing. And then we have some legal developments in the last week.
Oh.
So there's been a ruling on his tariffs that most of them are illegal.
Oh, really?
Yes. The tariffs are going to stay in place until mid-October to allow them time to appeal to the Supreme Court. But a lower court has said, no, what you're doing for the most part is illegal. So it'll be really interesting to see what the Supreme Court does, because if the Supreme Court sides with him without any real legal justification, we will either see the beginning of the end and the fall of the Supreme Court or the court system itself mattering at all, or we're going to see things finally improve and rationality and rule of law actually win the day. So it's an interesting situation, frankly. And I'm looking forward to seeing what comes of it.
Oh, I see.
What?
Me having no scouts is what's helping my scientific, is what's helping my science be higher.
Oh, like, you're kind of an isolationist sieve that relies on science or something?
Yeah, if you look at my, stats.
Let's see.
I have 17 science while you have 12.
Oh, yeah. It looks like you actually get some kind of a unique unit eventually. Jose Rizal. Because it's Mayan related. But you probably have to discover it in... going forward.
Gotcha. Anyways, what were you saying?
Just kind of a haha. We'll wait and see. It's really important what the Supreme Court decides on this matter, because this could be the beginning of the end. If the Supreme Court's just like, oh yeah, you can do whatever you want, buddy, that's going to be a problem, you know? Yeah,
absolutely.
Whereas if they go, no, actually, yeah, this lower court's right, then stuff will start making sense again. So it's going to be pretty major, pretty important to see how things go there.
Makes sense.
He also lost in court regarding his fast-track deportation policy. So he's been trying to just grab people and send them out of the country. And the courts have struck that down as saying you're denying people due process. You're denying people their time to be heard in court. And that's not okay. That's illegal.
Yeah.
So here we go again with him being told he's doing something that just isn't okay. So we wait and see. Again.
A lot of our episodes have been wait and see.
Oh yeah, they always will be, unfortunately, because government purposefully moves slowly.
Which, depending on the situation, can be good or bad.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. Agreed. So, we're back to waiting and seeing.
Yay.
Well, not actually, yay.
Yeah. But I get it. I understand. The Federal Reserve, so a Federal Reserve governor named Lisa Cook was fired. Well, legally, she has to be fired with something called with cause or with reason. Like, he has to have a legitimate reason why she should be fired to be able to fire her. So, we now wait and see, to if his supposed reason was legal. And so far, they haven't been able to actually file a decent, real reason. So, it should be quite interesting.
Hmm. Slightly annoying.
Yeah. But that's where we're at, you know.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he continues to threaten to send send the National Guard out to other cities around the country.
And, oh, isn't that lovely?
And other states are just kind of shutting him down on the matter. Like, no, you can't do that. Sorry, buddy. So, he doesn't really have much power there. He just doesn't. So, haha. So that's kind of wait and see too. But that's really the major stuff that's happened recently. It's not a lot. It's still the wait and see continues. But right now he's losing again, and I like that. It's just a matter of will the rule of law actually hold, or are we in trouble? You know?
Yeah. If we are in trouble, do we plan to go to Canada?
We'll wait and see. Probably not. I don't think we're going to get to that point, but
Well, I mean, if America's gonna go burning to the ground, then
um,
might as well jump ship.
I hear you. I see the logic. Hopefully it's unnecessary.
Yeah. I mean, heck, I'd be okay with Minnesota becoming part of Canada.
Yeah. Which I guess could happen too, but is doubtful.
Unfortunately.
Nice. But with that being said, do you have any other thoughts on the goings-on at the moment?
Just hoping democracy survives.
Me too, buddy. Me too. Me too. Well, on that glorious note, I think we'll close out. So, this has been episode 208 of the FlameFlesh.net podcast. And if you want to leave a message, podcast@flameflesh.net. You have various commenting sources that you can leave, like on YouTube or either blog, the RSS feed blog or the main flameflash.net blog. And please remember that autonomy and freedom is the right of all sentient beings.
Live with honor.
Indeed.